I. This is a dictation for George Cook. 3. GEORGECOOK. 3. Date of birth 10/14/2011. Date of accident is 5/25/2024. And date of service is 7/25/2024. The patient is here as a follow-up evaluation. And chief complaints are headaches, pain in the right knee, and pain in the upper, middle, and lower back, moderate, with no radiation. The patient is a 12-year-old African-American boy who was sitting as a passenger in a car with his mother and was involved in an automobile accident as follows. Patient report that he was sitting in a the accident happened on 5/25/2024 at between 6 and 7 p.m. He was sitting on the rear passenger on the right behind the passenger seat, behind the front passenger seat. His mother was a driver and sister and cousin were sitting, and they were traveling in a in a car out Lander maybe, and it's at 20-25 miles an hour. Mitsubishi Outlander, yes. And the patient was wearing a seatbelt. And airbags were deployed, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. The accident happened on 7 Mile Road West in West Detroit. And the patients report that they were going on the left side and the other driver was on the right side. After light turned green, the other driver decided to make a U-turn in front of them and hit them in the rear end. The patient report that there was a damage to the car was completely totaled, and the damage was to the front of the car. That is damage, as the patient hit the other car in a rear-ending accident, and seatbelts injury happened, and all the oils and the coolant was leaking out of the car. Car is totaled. Airbags were blown. The regarding the injury, patient report that he hit his head into the seat in front of and also the right knee. History of so patient went to the emergency room next day and was there for 2 hours. No, sorry, they went to the emergency room same day, Beaumont Hospital, with the ambulance, but no X-rays were done, no CT scan was done, and was discharged after 2 hours of investigation and examination. regarding the history of presenting illness, patient is complaining of headaches that are mostly located to the front. They're severe, sometimes moderate, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and are off and on, not sensitive to the light, not sensitive to the noise, no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. History of the TBI, patient reports of dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, and spots in the vision. And he denies any loss of consciousness, vertigo, loss of equilibrium, loss of balance. Patient denies any disorientation. He denies any incontinence of the urine, bowel, nausea, vomiting, seizures. He denies any blurred vision or loss of vision field. He denies any smell problem, taste problem, TMJ problem. No pain in the face is reported. There's a patient report that he can walk okay, but there is slight pain on walking, especially in the lower back. He can sit for 10-15 minutes, stand for an hour, no problem. And he can sleep for 11 hours, no problem. No incontinence, no saddle anesthesia, no sleep disturbance, no anxiety, depression, panic, no weakness, lightheadedness is reported. Regarding the pain, patient is complaining of pain in the right knee and the head, as well as into the neck, mid-back, and lower back. The headache is 7 to 8. Knee pain is only 1 or 2. And the neck pain, mid-back, and lower back pain is 5. No radiation of neck pain to the upper extremity or lower back pain to the lower extremity is reported. No associated numbness, tingling, pins and needle, no associated muscle weakness, no associated blood and bowel incontinence is reported. These pains are continuous and are described as throbbing and aching. The pain is intensity is from 2 to 8. ADLs are affected 7. The pain, modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, and walking, and improved by lying down and rest. The patient had no X-rays or MRI as of now. And patient also says no testing has been done of any kind, no medical treatment has been given. Kindly review the records for system review, for surgical history, for allergy history, and for family history, and relationship status, employment status, patient is a student in a school. And personal history. ADLs also. The physical examination. The blood pressure is 110 over 80, pulse 91, pulse ox 100, height 5 feet, weight is 120. A 12-year-old African-American boy of a good built, nutritional, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably, and good, well-built, well-nourished, and no severe anxiety or depression, no acute distress or pain faces are noticed, and patient doesn't appear to be lethargic. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well, mobile, independent, without using any adaptive device, no intalgic gait. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination, that is normal. Musculature examination is completely normal. And musculoskeletal examination reveals inspection palpation from the template. Spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from L1 to L5 bilaterally with the 1 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is found to be 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative, Perling sign was found negative, Lermit test is negative, distraction test is negative, so all test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Burjansky-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test was positive of 40 degrees. The contralateral leg rest test is positive bilaterally. Kemp test negative, Breger test negative, Babinski sign negative. In the SI joint, no tenderness is noticed in sacroiliac joint. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test, Faber test, constant test are all negative. Trendelenburg sign is all negative. In the extremities, the right knee examination didn't reveal any major finding, no scars, erythema or effusion on inspection. On palpation, there are mild tenderness but no swelling, asymmetry. Range of motion is completely normal to 135 degrees of flexion, and there is no popping noise, capitis or grinding noise. Collateral ligaments are intact. Valgus varus abnormality is absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension test is negative. In the diagnosis, in general, V8 9.2, XXT in CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, M muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, lower extremity knee M25.561 for the right knee. In the cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4 XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3 XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5 XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The physical therapy was ordered to focus on the neck, mid-back, lower back, and both knees. 2 times a week with traction and massage. Home treatment is discussed with the patient as well as role of heat. Patient is taken off the school for 1 month. Hospital replacement transportation is ordered. Medications are ordered, lidocaine gel 5% to apply on the knee as well as on the lower back. Tylenol with codeine number 3 for extreme pain, 15 tablets were provided also. And for headaches. An MRI of the lumbar spine is ordered for the patient also. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, not needed. Fitness club, yes. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, attended care, caseworker, none. Medical records, none are available. Investigations, none are needed except for MRI for the lumbar spine. DME's patient is already provided a back brace, tense unit, and a 2-inch ACE bandage, two of them for the knees. DME's. Okay, education is yes, follow-up visit in 7 days, direct contact yes. Thank you.